Welcome to today's episode of Journey to There, exploring the intersection between personal and business growth. And now your hosts, Tracy DeForge and Russ Reba.
Tracy, before we start the show, I've got to say I am so sorry.
For what?
I need to apologize to you about the apology related to that time that I told you that I was sorry for that thing that you did, that you kept apologizing to me about. Along with Tracy DeForge, I'm Russ Reba. And this is Journey to There, the radio show. It's where we meet with you at the intersection between personal and business growth. Can you see where I'm going with this? You have got to check out the website at journeytothere.com. We're available to thousands on platforms, I think hundreds of thousands, on platforms that include iTunes.
Millions.
iTunes, iHeartRadio, Empower Radio, as well as Stitcher and others. So clearly, Tracy, my apology was not genuine, but I applaud you for bringing to the show a topic that so many of our listeners are going to relate to. And it also gives me the opportunity to explain how you are so guilty of this.
Why do you think I picked the topic? I'm not sorry about it.
You are so guilty of this. So
we teach what we most need to learn, Russ, and for that I do not apologize.
Okay. What are we scoping in on today?
Okay, if you have not figured it out, which it's highly unlikely that you have, we are talking about sorry, not sorry, which is all based upon the apology habit. And I clearly have an apology habit that Russ has already eloquently pointed out. But what we're going to be talking about today is how we as a human have a tendency to over-apologize for things, especially when they are not even our fault.
Right. Now sometimes it is your fault. Now, let's go back to an episode. Do you remember the episode where it's something about people-pleasing or over-pleasing? We're trying to...
Oh, well, you mean the people-pleasing episode when
yes.
I was over-pleasing the topic so it would sound really good and I wasn't sorry, but maybe I was sorry? Is that one?
Well, no, you are guilty of that as well, because what you're trying to do, you try to please everybody, and it's great to work with you. I love working with you, but what happens is you're so busy over-pleasing that you end up having to apologize for not pleasing on time, so to say. So, but we have a cure for that.
Okay. Well, first of all, I would like to pause you for a moment and reflect upon the fact that that is a lot of old behavior that we discussed in that episode. And although I am not a perfectionist achiever at that, in this moment, I have improved significantly.
I will say you have.
To the episode and even more since.
See,
for that, I am not sorry.
What we have going on here is Tracy actually listens to the episodes. You know, we may be doing this live now, but she goes back and listens to the episodes and she
critiques the hell out of them.
aside from that, she takes her own advice, which I love.
Yes. Well, you know, I mean this with all of my heart. I really do not like to give advice or suggestions or proposed actions, if you will, unless it is something that I have genuinely tried myself and either used or tried to use or am currently trying to use. And that's very important to me, to walk the walk and talk the talk,
yes.
Which is one of the reasons why I chose this topic, because I always have a story, and that usually happens like the week that I choose the topic, then it ultimately happens to me. So here's my story that led up to today's episode.
Can't wait to hear this.
All right. I travel a lot for business, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
And the combination of traveling for business in different time zones and getting a brand new phone caused me to make a mistake.
Here comes the excuses.
No. Well, yes. I mean, let's just say, ultimately, I am responsible.
I can hear
okay?
it now. Oh, I'm sorry. I got a brand new phone and
Nope. I didn't even say that.
Okay.
So see, you're guessing, but that's not what happened. So, but in relation to the episode, quick backstory. So I was traveling in St. Louis. They are on Central Time.
Mm-hmm.
I had a conference call scheduled with a prospective new client. Could it get any worse? In which we confirmed the time as noon Eastern Time. and I put it into my calendar while I was physically in Central Time. Now, this is not a riddle, but you got to know how it happened. So I put it into my calendar for noon, didn't think a thing about it. And
oh, wait, did your phone update the time zone?
Oh, my phone adapted the time zone.
I can give you a pass on that. I will give you a pass on that.
Thank you, because it wasn't anything that had ever happened to me before.
Yeah, I wouldn't even think of that.
I immediately went into, oh my gosh, how do I make her think that I'm responsible when I really am responsible? And two, I didn't pause before I reacted. So my immediate thing that I did was I picked up the phone and I got her voicemail. And what did I do profusely?
You said, I'm sorry, 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 sorry.
Oh, like a champ. To the point that I was embarrassed and I wished it had been that type of situation where you could hit the star and re-record, but it wasn't because it was an office line, so you can't do that. And so it was like, I'm so sorry. And then I proceeded to tell the whole long story that I just told you.
Did you give her the excuse about the phone? And
Oh, yeah. Okay. So then I get off the phone and I'm so type A, like turbo in this moment, which, by the way, I was having a very zen day up until that
point.
So then I stop everything I'm doing and I go onto the computer and I fire off an email. And the email says, in variations of sorry, apologize, inconvenience, understand if you don't want to reschedule. What the heck was that?
Oh, so you were giving her an out?
Oh, I was mortified. And instead of just taking a moment and taking a deep breath and thinking all the way through the fact that, yes, it was unfortunate what happened, but there was a sliver of it that was beyond my control. And if she is another human, she would understand that people make mistakes.
But she's saying, oh my gosh, what am I dealing with? What am I dealing with here? Now, I'm sure what everybody wants to know is this person and this prospect out of your life now, or do you still have a shot?
We have a call rescheduled to have the intention of the call that we started out with, and she didn't even acknowledge all my apologies. Her only response to my email was, my first availability is X day at X time. Okay. Will that work for you? And of course, I give back a very enthusiastic, absolutely, that'll work for me. I will talk to you at 3 p.m. Woo!
3 p.m., so which time zone, Tracy?
Oh, I checked that. Eastern Standard Time.
All right, let's make sure your phone is in Eastern Standard Time.
Oh, no. That problem's already fixed. I went to the settings. I figured out why it happened. I fixed the settings.
You're gonna have to school me on that one, because I'm going to have to fix that.
And for anyone who's listening to this that may travel in different time zones and may have had it adjusted on a previous phone model, make sure if you get a new one, you go in and you set it again. But all that being said, I did learn a really big lesson, and do you want to know what it is?
Of course I do.
When I have my call with her, which is scheduled after this show, I am not mentioning the phone situation. I am not mentioning that I apologize. I'm not mentioning the inconvenience. I'm just going to have the call.
Oh, you're not gonna explain to this person to tune into the upcoming episode where this whole thing is featured?
Probably not on that call. However, so that is an extremely roundabout, long-winded version of how we got to this topic. But then when I really sat down and started thinking about the topic, it was like a really bad Lifetime movie video playing in my head of myself. And I just started having like all of these moments personally and professionally when I could hear and feel myself over-apologizing in situations where, and a lot of times, I didn't have responsibility. And I realized that it brings on a tremendous amount of unnecessary guilt and shame. And that, I think, is one of the most powerful messages that we can infuse in today's episode.
Yeah.
Is it's not just about how annoying and overreactive it can be, but it really goes a lot more layers deeper in that it causes you to feel guilty and possibly shame that you don't need to feel. And it also puts you in the risk of compromising your credibility in other people's eyes because the mistake really wasn't that big of a deal. But the fact that you inflated it like the size of Texas, like right. I did, yeah. then it calls more attention. And then they're like, is she just like ridiculous fruitcake? Which I feel quite certain this person may feel like.
I don't blame this person.
I don't blame her either. And I'm sure she's not apologizing.
Well, she'll give you another chance, but you're going to have to go above and beyond to make good, you know,
well,
do your thing.
The thing that, and that is a great point, and the thing about actions versus intentions is I could tell her if we got back on that call and I brought it back up again, which I won't, but I could tell her all day long, I'm so responsible. That never happens to me. I'm always, you know, make sure I'm responsible. I can't, you know, I stuttered because I can't say I'm always on time, but I can say I'm always on time for work. However, none of that's going to really mean anything to her. It's going to continue
she's
the
moved
sense
on.
Of being annoyed. She's moved on, clearly, because by this point, it'll be practically a week later.
You just need to change her perception of you if it's a negative perception.
Well, and the only way I can do that is through my actions.
And, well, you just need to be you. Well, the you that is a conqueror.
The you that is the real core me and
exactly.
not my old behavior. And then another thing that I learned from that, though, because this one was a big old, this one was so full of lessons for me, was that in times of, and I've read a lot about this, and I can't recall the specific psychological study around it, but I know it exists in multiple ways. But when you are in, your mind and your body goes into a sense of crisis mode, which, I mean, come on, that was not a 911. But physiologically, my body went into
right.
fight or flight, adrenaline. Like my brain was going, oh my gosh, she's threatened right now. And that alleviated the ability for me in that moment to think through it, hit the pause button and think through it. So my old behavior just kicked in like instantaneously. And that's why the pause button is so important, so that you don't act old behavior ways like I did. Does that
right.
make sense?
It does. And the pause button is a big thing. Now, there's two things I want to bring up. There's those that are listening that are saying, oh my gosh, I am so like that. I am so sorry I'm so like that. Oh, look at me now. I'm apologizing again. And then there's the other listener that might first be realizing this as they think back, oh, you know what? I do over-apologize. Now, the one thing that you have is you have what I think is a great fix, and we're going to talk about that. You sent me an article, ironically, you stumbled upon, I think after you already knew.
It was after right, it was after my experience,
right.
after I set the topic, and then, of course, but this is what's so wonderful about what happens when I choose a topic, like everything I need to know, like literally physically falls into my path. So I'm so glad you read that article. Good for you.
Well, here's the thing. We can do a little exercise and then you can explain this. I'm just kind of pulling this out of left field. Give me an example of, because after reading this article, I was like, oh, wow. So give me an example of an apology that you, an unnecessary apology.
Oh, okay. So I will say that one of my most unnecessary apologies have to do with physical interaction. Like, for example, like if you open a door, don't open a door and someone's coming in or coming out, or you impede somebody like in the grocery store, like you're going down the aisle and they're going down the aisle. There's just no reason for me, if they get in my way, for me to tell them that I'm sorry, because what, I'm sorry for rolling my cart down the grocery line? I mean, really? Not so much.
All right, so you gave me a challenge because I'm trying to think of what would be a positive way. Well, you know what? Instead of being sorry, the positive twist on it would show that person that you're polite and say, oh, pardon me, excuse me. You can
exactly. Oh my gosh, you were reading my mind, because that was my solution that I was going to offer you if you couldn't get it, because that's what I've started doing. And it really changes the power of the exchange, even with a stranger.
Think of it this way. You impede this grocery person, this person who is shopping, and if you say, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry, then she could be like, you are sorry. Or
well, and
Let me just finish my thought. Or you do the what was the alternative? Where I said, "Oh, pardon me, excuse me," and then she's like, "Oh, you know what? This person impeded on me, and she's a very polite person. I like that." So,
or it makes them aware that they're actually in your way, which
true, very true.
A benefit if you really want to get around them. But when I started doing it, because like I said at the beginning, I don't give suggestions for things I haven't tried myself. So I started to recognize, and this was way before that that situation we discussed earlier, I started to notice this has been something that has been going on for me, I would say probably over the last year, where I had awareness around it. And as a result of having awareness around the fact that I was apologizing too much or felt like I was just overcompensating for things that weren't really my responsibility,
right,
or things that I hadn't purposefully or intentionally done, then I started trying to pivot the situations and try different approaches. The first of which was the grocery store situation. So now when that happens, whether it's in the grocery store or walking in traffic on the sidewalk or whatever it is, I do use the words excuse me, and it does two things. One, it makes for a more positive exchange between you and the stranger.
Agreed.
Because they literally look you in the eye as opposed to just dismissing you, first of all.
Right.
And then secondly, I have a hard time explaining this over audio because I kind of want to like do my strut and like shake my, you know, put my peacock neck out. Like you can see it right now, right?
Yeah. As you I'm sit like, on your yeah, bouncy ball.
I am bouncy ball. I did not say I'm sorry. I said, excuse me, and I am in control. And I may be exaggerating for the fact that you're listening right now, but I am not exaggerating about the fact that it literally shifts the energy of the way that you feel. And instead of like, I'm sorry, I really wasn't in your way, but if I'm inconvenienced you, I'm sorry, to excuse me and like move on.
Well, it all depends on the tone on how you use that excuse
me. Well, no, I mean, the excuse me part is very polite.
Yes.
The moving on part is the inner bad A-double-S that you feel when you do it. It's very empowering. So I recommend that you try it. But that does lead me to another point, and one of them is, how can you even be aware if you're not aware? So like okay, you were saying earlier, like if you're listening to this and you do this all the time, here's a couple of alternatives, which we'll discuss even more later. But before you can even change your behavior, you have to become aware of your behavior.
Right.
So I have a list of questions that I'm just going to throw out there.
Okay.
And this way, it'll be thought starters for discerning whether or not you think you apologize too much. Now, before I throw these out there, whoever is listening that was born below the Mason-Dixon line and lives in the south, deep south part of the United States, This is going to be a very tough one for you. I'm just going to say, because bless your heart, we were raised to say I'm sorry, especially as females.
And if you're raised to say you're sorry, then you're saying it often when you don't necessarily mean it.
You don't mean it, nor do you even recognize that you're doing it because it's such an intrinsic part of your language that you've used your entire life. I actually discovered, Russ, that there is a literal definition for it, and it is called the sorry syndrome. In my research, I found multiple articles that reference the over-excessive apology situation and the like sorry syndrome as it's
such
named
as what
now,
you have.
As I'm what I have that I'm working on. And there, so Dr. Susan Gaddis, G-A-D-D-I-S, she is actually online as the communication doctor, basically says and spells it out that people excessively use the word sorry to settle situations, gain acceptance, fit in, and make those around them feel more comfortable. And she also backs it up by saying that women say, I'm sorry, much more than men.
Really?
Because, yes, and I suspected this, but I was curious whether it was a Southern thing or not. And that's why I feel like that it's powerful in that In general, she says, women say I'm sorry much more than men because of our nurturing nature and our desire to make everyone happy. And as I read further into it, it even comes deeper on a gender level, so to speak, because we are wired to nurture and to take care of, and we actually feel feelings, as I'm sure
Back up the truck there.
Right.
I don't feel feelings.
No, I didn't finish my sentence. We have a tendency to feel feelings in a more exaggerated way.
Okay, I like that.
Than
that's fine.
Our male counterparts do. So therefore, because we feel it more intensely, we have the propensity to apologize for it more excessively.
I do want to back up just a minute, just a bit, because when you were saying we need to become aware, you said there were some questions we need to ask ourselves.
Right. So if you're experiencing the sorry syndrome, but you don't know it, here's how to figure it out. You need to ask yourself these questions when you say sorry. So from now on, when you say sorry, you need to say to yourself, probably not out loud.
Please don't say it out loud.
Do not use your outside voice for this experiment. Do you say sorry to preserve the peace?
Huh?
Do you say sorry to stay out of the way and not get noticed?
Okay.
Are there certain people or situations that make you say sorry more than others?
I would definitely think yes.
Is there someone who makes you feel so intimidated that the only way you feel like you can respond is by saying, I'm sorry?
Interesting.
Are you so scared of conflict that you try to end it before it can start by saying you're sorry? So that was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And I'm going to go with the fact that I used to be a 6 out of 6er.
Yeah.
Now I'm probably a 3 out of 6er.
Well, see, and you've been working on it.
I have. And, you know, because we always like to talk about the intersection between personal and business growth, and because I do typically work with a lot of female entrepreneurs, and so I have found that in business, this happens quite a bit as well. And in business,
it happens a lot. Yeah.
It does. But the fine line with it in looking at, is it an excessive apology or isn't it, in business is a whole different dichotomy, because you have to put that whole frame of mind of the customer comes first. And sometimes the customer comes first, but that does not make the customer right.
No, the customer's not always right.
So if you're not an excessive person who apologizes and it doesn't come easy for you, then you have to kind of swallow up that pride or that ego, if you will, and maybe offer up an apology in a way that you feel comfortable doing. So that is an interesting challenge. And my recommendation for that is hoping them see the alternate perspective. I use a lot, instead of saying, I'm sorry, I typically pivot it back to the person who is asking the questionable conflict question.
Right.
And I typically turn it around and I say, help me understand. I start the sentence with, help me understand.
So you're not apologizing for not understanding. You're asking for assistance.
Right. And clarification. And then again, the flip side is that if you are excessively apologizing in business, like we've talked a lot about in personal and business today, people will think that you're taking a submissive role. You could very, very, very easily perceived as someone who is taking a submissive role. And guess what that can lead to?
What's that?
Being taken advantage of.
Ah.
And I hate to admit it.
Yes.
I have put myself in that situation. And
many times.
Responsible because I, first of all, I am a very nice person.
I'm not arguing that with you.
I'm positive, I'm happy, I'm optimistic, and I'm being serious when I say I do not apologize for those traits because I treasure them.
They make you who you are, Tracy.
They made me who I am, and I don't want to be, quote unquote, that person who isn't optimistic, positive, or happy. However, I have grown through some painful life lessons in business and personally that it creates a situation if I am not careful. because I have to be responsible. If I am not careful, that I can be perceived as a doormat, submissive, or easily taken advantage of. And the worst is naive, because even though I am all of those descriptors I just said, being naive, we'll go with that one.
Naivety?
Being naive not something that I am.
Okay, now I do want to say this. For the story that you told at the beginning of the show, I do think that that was a situation where your prospective client did deserve an apology, because that was just one of those situations where you really can't turn that into a positive thing. Turning it into a positive thing like this, I can do this one of two ways. I am so sorry, but we are almost out of time and the show is coming to a close. Here's a better way. Tracy, I am so excited because it's time for Tracy's takeaways, and they are such good ones this episode. Tracy, we'll have them for you right after this. Was that good?
That was so good, and thank you.
Is the only thing keeping you from launching your podcast not knowing how? Let our award-winning team of veteran broadcasters relieve the overwhelm of launching, managing, and growing your show. You create the content and let the experts take the stress out of the rest. Contact us at produceyourpodcast.com for a free 15-minute consultation. Produceyourpodcast.com.
Take your business personally. Journey to There.
We're back and we are not sorry. Our topic today, sorry, not sorry. So let's hear what you got for Tracy's takeaways.
And I'm going to jump right into these because I know we're tight on time and I do not want to have to apologize for being late. Really importantly, there are some times when an apology is necessary. We have been talking a lot today about what to do to not present yourself with unnecessary apologies, but in life, it is very important to apologize when it is appropriate and needed. So there is a 5-step apology process that I would like to just go through very quickly. I think they're self-explanatory, and you can also find them on the website in the show notes, and I'll link to the article. It's 1, say you are sorry. 2, clearly state what you did wrong. 3, acknowledge how the receiving party must be feeling. Mm-hmm. That's the most important one as far as I'm concerned.
I like that one.
Express your sincere regret and promise not to repeat the behavior.
Well, see, you're good at that because you're good at acknowledging the behavior and fixing it.
And the key is, be very careful if you promise not to repeat the behavior unless you're really freaking mean it. Because then you get into a situation where they think that you're a liar. That's worse. So how do you break the... So let's say you have the sorry syndrome. What are 2 things that you can do to do that? So 1 is, and this centers around the awareness, is track your apologies for a week. I've used this suggestion in other areas, but I'm going to bring it back around for this one. Wear a rubber or elastic ponytail holder, a rubber or an elastic band on your wrist, and pop yourself every time you say, I'm sorry.
This is the self-infliction of pain technique.
This is self-infliction of pain. And then pause and reflect on the situation and ask yourself, were you really sorry? So that's 1.
Uh-huh.
And then the 2 is just remember that as with any modification behavior change, it takes practice until you break the habit. So one of the ways that you can try to break the habit is by, and this is a great point that you were bringing up before the break, is turn your apology into a thank you. So an example of that would be if someone corrects you, let's say they correct you in a sentence, or they say you mispronounced this, or they say actually the sky is blue, not red, or red, not blue, whatever the correction may be, then look at them and in a sincere way say, thank you for pointing that out. Okay. So you're not really saying, I'm sorry I made the mistake. You're saying, thank you for pointing that out.
Right.
And then that person gets to be the know-it-all that they want to be. And you don't have to sound like that you made a mistake and you're sorry for it. So my big wrap up for all of us out there in the universe.
Drum roll, please.
Drum roll for all of us out there in the universe who can't break our sorry syndrome of punctuality issues. Just hear me out here. When you are late, first of all, stop doing it.
Please.
But if you can't stop doing it.
Is my wife listening?
Because I can't be a hypocrite here, right? So I have to have an alternative solution until I can break it. And the alternative solution is when you arrive, do not say, I'm so sorry I'm late. I'm so sorry I'm late. Traffic, this, that, blah, blah. Say, thank you for waiting for me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you're awesome. Turn it around on them. Put a smile on their face. Now,
yes.
I'm sorry, but I'm not. We're out of time, and I don't want you to be late. I don't want you to be late to your next appointment. So I am going to say, along with Tracy DeForge, I'm Russ Reba. Leave us a comment about today's show. If you didn't like it, we're not going to apologize. Log on to journeytothere.com and keep telling everybody to find us on iHeartRadio, iTunes, Stitcher, and Power Radio. This is the Journey to Their radio show, and we're going to catch you for the next inspiring episode at the intersection between personal and business growth.
We hope you've enjoyed today's journey, and we invite you to visit journeytothere.com to download full episodes, find show notes, and connect with us by signing up for our newsletter. We want to hear from you. Give us feedback or ask any questions by clicking or tapping Contact Us. That's journeytothere.com.